Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sudden rise in the post-COVID-19 vaccine death reports is not correct and was the result of an error according to the CDC on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But a CDC spokeswoman said the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct and the actual number is about half the false number. China's devastating floods from heavy rains this week has a death toll in the 30s as of Thursday. Cleanup efforts were underway in Hunan province and the capital city, Zhengzhou, on Thursday, after a record-breaking rainstorm flooded the city's streets and subway system. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's major energy provider, announced plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent sparking wildfires at a projected cost of $15 billion, with a B, dollars. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden on Wednesday spoke to a half-empty auditorium while doing a CNN town hall event in Ohio. TV viewers to CNN were misled to believe the event was packed at Mount St. Joseph's University in Cincinnati. It was not. CNN spokeswoman Lauren Protopis said this was a typical audience size for a CNN town hall. She did not elaborate for the reason of the small crowd size. The January 6th Commission takes a partisan leap. Tim Berg reports.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house. Not Pelosi's house.
Pelosi saying Republican Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio would hurt the integrity of the probe.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military, Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan, serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference, and law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate. Bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on of the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Kevin McGarry joins us now. He is the president of Every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. He says, okay, progressives, say their names. Kevin McGarry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Caught you the other day on Fox. You did an outstanding job in, you know, addressing these issues and the confusion that America is having over this whole issue, which was brought on by, you know, BLM. And again, like any idea that comes across the transom, I believe you have to ask the critical question to begin with. Does it help or does it hurt? And without asking that question, you end up falling victim, as many have, you know, realized after the fact, you know, saying, I didn't realize, you know, they were Marxist.
Exactly. And what's happening, Bill, is we, the American people, are being so inundated with all of this messaging from all of these different corners of American society, from education and from media and from all of these different, you know, from the workplace, from corporations and all of these different areas. So we don't have even a moment to process what we're actually being accused of. And so fundamentally, we end up going with it and then being guilted into a particular position without even critically thinking about, well, wait a minute, this is not making any sense.
Exactly.
And so what I've done is you know, taking a step back and what you have in front of you, I don't know if you've actually read the okay, say their names, but, you know.
Yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, I have one of your T-shirts. Neil was kind enough. I was able to meet with him face-to-face, and he was on the show at NRB in Dallas, Texas here a couple of weeks back. And he was kind enough to give me a T-shirt. So I proudly wear the T-shirt. And, yes, I do get stares and people question. I haven't gotten attacked. And if they did, if they did attack me, I'm going to make sure that when I hit the ground, I'm lying face down. Then they can read the back of the T-shirt and go, oh, brother, let me help you out.
That's exactly right. Well, if you don't mind, I just want to take 1 second to just inform everybody of what you're talking about here. We actually have a T-shirt that, you know, has our moniker on it. But if you don't look closely, it actually looks like we're advocating for Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. But it's Every Black Life Matters. And then we have all of our various pillars. Now, you know, a lot of people get confused and they ask us, well, why did you have to say anything about black anything? Everything's equal. Let's just move forward. Everything's fine. And we have to take a second to explain to people, no, I know that that's ideally what we want. And we have fought long and hard and we have come a long way, but everything is still not equal. When Margaret Sanger, look, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to fundamentally and utterly exterminate the black population. She did not say We want to exterminate the black and the brown, the black and the Asian, the black and the Latino. She said, we want to exterminate the black population, which means that the black population has a target on its head. That means that we are disproportional. We have a disproportional plight. So we had to keep the focus on the black community. The other thing that I think is a powerful illustration when you come in contact with people is say, look, if indeed all lives matter, which we all agree, one powerful illustration is this. If we all lived in a tract home community and we all swore that all of our homes were equal and one of those homes caught on fire, if we all agreed that all of our homes were equal, guess what would happen if one of those homes caught on fire? We would all get our fire hoses, we would all get pails, and we would all put out that fire. Well, that's what's happening. That's a powerful illustration of what's happening in the black community. Black community is on fire. We all agree that all of our lives are equal. And so because we agree with that, we're going to put out the fire. So that's why we focus on the black life.
Yeah, and Neil, Kevin, again, what's happening, and I'm glad to hear you say that this is happening, and already there are people who are coming together in communities. They don't know from color. It's just their neighbor. Somebody is in pain. Somebody's hurting. Somebody needs help. And you know what? If I'm the one to help them, I'm there for them. And this is, as you say, this dynamic is taking place. But yet to hear the Marxists, they want to continue to level this false narrative that there are victims and victors, because that's what Marxists do historically. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. This is all divisive, and it's destructive to the common cause, to true equality and a potential, you know, for equity, for everybody to live out the American dream and realize as we're moving for this declared more perfect union. It's not to say that we're there. It's aspirational. This is what we're shooting for. And, you know, and I think over the decades, Kevin, I mean, this country has come a long way, and we will continue to move in that direction. I believe positively, because the very heart of people is they want harmony. They want peace. They want to move to this end. And some of these talking points that the Marxists are putting out there, they don't carry any water. And of course, you know, we see clearly, as I was saying earlier this morning, all you got to do is go to Calle Ocho in Miami right now. And this is a great learning lesson for everybody. Take all those college kids that have been indoctrinated the last several years, take them down to Miami and talk to the people there on Calle Ocho about what happened in Cuba. And this is where the Marxists would want us to be. And what Calle Ocho is there going to be for America when we're under oppression and we're yelling on the streets of America, Libertad?
Yes, exactly right. And what's so crazy, and what should be quite evident to everybody, and I don't care if you're a diehard leftist progressive Democrat, what should be crazy to you right now is we have a red carpet on our southern border. Oh, but we have strict barriers for the black and brown people that want to come over from Cuba, Haiti, Dominican Republic. Oh, no. You better not help them, and we're going to turn you right back. I mean, what kind of double standard do we have here? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is unbelievable. It's just like, what?
Well, this is the problem with insanity. See, insanity's crazy. That's it. I mean, it just does what it is, you know? And so here it is. And I mean, again, this is so blatant that anybody with half a mind, let's say, and exaggerate just a bit, can figure this out. But obviously, there are some people that don't even want to claim half their mind and actually say this stuff. And they think, Kevin, they think we're going to believe it, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, let's vote him in office again. Why not? I mean, this is so much fun. You know, this is insane with what's going on with our country when we're here trying to deal with the basic building blocks of every family, whether you're black, brown, whatever. You know, we need to strengthen, you know, the family unit. We need to reengage with those things that are true and honest and legitimate and stand up against the counterculture that would want to quiet us, Kevin. They want us to shut up so that we can, you know, go along to get along and just be part of the collective. That's their vision.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And they want to completely revision history in their terms,
yes,
they want us to completely neglect their grotesque racism and their grotesque evils and completely, you know, let's smooth that over.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Kevin after this.
Your loved one's premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
He's the president of every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. With us is Kevin McGarry. Kevin, just a really quick sidebar here, some new controversy, kind of a spinoff of critical race theory. We're finding out that since April, there has been an addendum to the educational system put out by the Biden administration that is quite dangerous, and now they're walking it back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they should. I mean, this is irresponsible. I mean, to teach children to learn how to hate is completely irresponsible. I mean, to hate is a learned behavior. This is not something that's innate. This is not something that's that's a response to nature. This is something that's a learned behavior. And I mean, I didn't know how to hate people until I was well into, young adults, kind of thing. So, this is irresponsible and they should be walking it back. They should actually take it completely off the table. They should learn from our good states that have, completely outlawed CRT, like Florida and Texas and some of the others. And, Biden, I mean, quite honestly, he didn't even know, he didn't even know where he is. But if he did know where he was, he would have not even allowed this to happen. But those in charge need to actually, do something about this. This is irresponsible for any government to support this.
I think what we're going head to head with here, and we've said this all along, that, this is a spiritual battle. And I had to think about it because I met with an attorney and doctor over the weekend, brilliant woman, and she's let me see here if I have her card handy. She's with America's Frontline Doctors, and she said, "Bill, what you have to realize is that this is in a sense, it's a battle of religion. I mean, and religious ideas." The left, really believes, as if it's religious, that they are right and the people on the right are evil, just as, the counter view of people on the right look at them and say what they're doing is evil. And, not that we serve the same God. That is the clear difference. But it is with the same religious fervor. So when you understand it in that context, it starts to make sense, because what occurs is we're so ideologically fixed that we're not going to buy into their narrative any more than they're going to buy into ours.
Absolutely. What I've been saying for quite some time is, because some people say, can you imagine that they're doing this and this and this? And why can't we just sit on the table and have a logical discussion? And I tell them all the time, we're not talking about logic here. We're not talking about ideology. We're talking about religion.
Yes.
This is, these people are fighting this battle with religious fervor.
Yes.
Leftism, the Democrat Party, progressivism, these are religions, folks. So this is not, hey, can we sit down and have a discussion about what you believe, and then I'll tell you what I believe. This is not the kind of thing that you can do with people who are dug in with these, ideas. This is a religious stronghold that they're grappling with. So,
The rise of the false messiahs. We knew that this would come up, and now we're living it, and we have to be discerning to say, okay, is this the legitimate or the illegitimate? Because what always occurs, you always have coming into play the illegitimate before the legitimate. And this is what we're seeing. But you have to have a discerning mind to be able to understand where their, what is their basis? What are they? Are they for good, or are they really for evil? And when you consider the end game of Marxists and socialists, it is not to promote the ideals of the American dream, which is amazing, because in some cases, when I hear some of these politicians, and particularly on the Democratic side, speak, it's like I'm looking for their fingers to see if their fingers are crossed. You know what I mean?
Right. Which is exactly why I needed to write the article I just wrote, their names. I mean, I needed to use their exact same nomenclature,
yes,
their same vernacular, their same marching orders, the progressive left, and actually turn it on its head and say, okay, well, let's do it. Let's use your modus operandi.
And their rallying cry, their campaign cry. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And use it, and actually, use it in relation to history. And, hey, let's take a look at it. And
yeah.
So that's what I did. And hopefully your listeners will I don't know if you're going to attach it to the show or how are you going to get it.
Yeah, but we've got time here because this is a brilliant piece, Kevin. I appreciate what you've done here. You said, let's say the name of those the diabolical proud slave owners in the 1800s whose like-minded judges ruled for segregation and against black rights in cases like Dred Scott, Plessy versus Ferguson, and those affirming Jim Crow like Mead versus Denniston, Maryland. 1938. Let's say the name of those who loathed blacks so much they started the KKK as a militia to rape, maim, set aflame, lynch newly emancipated blacks. Okay, let's say their names.
Yep. Let's say, and here's why. Because what the narrative we get from all of the CRT guys, D'Angelo, Kendi, all of these guys who started, CRT, all of the academics, what they conveniently leave out is that there were two factions in the 1800s. They like to overlay, all whites were complicit with slavery, so therefore all whites are racist. That's a narrative, right?
On its face, when you just look at the Civil War, how many whites died to free slaves? We had over 600,000 people. They were not all blacks, ladies and gentlemen. These were white people fighting for the ideal of their faith and the belief that all men are created equal, that we're made in the image of God, moving toward the ideal of our Constitution, going toward a more perfect union. So forgive me for sacrificing my life, martyring my life for the sake of freedom for blacks. But let's not take that into the narrative, right? Let's not say their names.
Exactly right. And so that's why I thought this piece needed to be done, because in all of their books and all of it, they never, ever, ever say the name of the faction that actually started all of this racist hatred, this white supremacy dating back to the 1800s. And quite honestly, Bill, is still being carried forward today by their support of the eugenists. Group that continues to disproportionately target and exterminate blacks. That's a whole other subject.
The evidence is so empirical, Kevin. I mean, look where the eugenicists put Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. And then they never, ever mention the name of the individual. You know, they always mention mass incarceration. This is why the white supremacists, blah, 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 blah. But they never mention the name of the individual who proudly beat his chest saying, look, we're going to get, we're finally at the point, I wrote this legislation and we're going to get this thing done and Bill Clinton's going to sign it and blah, blah, blah. Who is that individual? They never, ever mention that name.
Can you say Joe Biden?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you say Democrats? Yes, Democrats.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, why can't we say the name? And so that's what the piece is all about. It's like, wait a minute. Let's use their tactic. Let's use accurate history. Let's actually revisit how we actually say their name and lay the blame, if it will, where it is. I mean,
yes.
Come on. Let's just be adults about what's happening. Let's be adults about the blame. Let's be adults about justice. Let's be adults about where the white supremacy is.
Well, and the bottom line is they freaked out after the 2020 elections. They saw the numbers like we did, Kevin. People of color, brown, black, in between, they saw what was going on in their communities. And they went out and voted in a way that scared the holy what have you out of them. And frankly, if they hadn't jury-rigged the system, and they know that 2024 is coming, the midterms before that, and if they don't pass H.R. 1 or S.1 to codify all the shenanigans they did in 2020, they're going to be hard-pressed. So I guess the next best thing is you just open up the gate, let all these illegal migrants come into the country. We'll give them a driver's license. We'll give them a ballot. And, we're back secure in our positions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A sudden rise in the post-COVID-19 vaccine death reports is not correct and was a result of an error, according to the CDC on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration had received 12,313 reports of death among those who received the COVID-19 vaccine. But a CDC spokeswoman said the number the agency has displayed on its website is not correct, and the actual number is about half the false number. China's devastating floods from heavy rains this week has a death toll in the 30s as of Thursday. Cleanup efforts were underway in Hunan province and the capital city, Zhengzhou, on Thursday after a record-breaking rainstorm flooded the city's streets and subway system. Pacific Gas and Electric, California's major energy provider, announced plans to bury 10,000 miles of its power lines in an effort to prevent sparking wildfires at a projected cost of $15 billion with a B, dollars. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talking about these important issues. Look, we have to know the truth. This is the power of the truth and why those that are deceiving us don't want us to know the truth. You know, it's like we, you know, it's like that Jack Nicholson moment. You can't handle the truth. Yes, we can. America is based on true values and true morality. And when we re-embrace those issues, that's what they're most afraid of, because they cannot coexist in an environment where truth really reigns. You know, think about it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. And it's also good to have our next guest, Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani. And I hope I'm not butchering his name. Dr. Sal, am I okay there? Giorgiani? Okay, I'm sorry, we're getting him plugged in. So we're, you know, this is what happens sometimes. There's knots in the cord, and it takes a minute to get them unknotted, and then we have great connection. Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, is that correct? Am I saying that right, Dr. Sal?
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing terrific, and I'm excited that you could be here to, you know, give us some understanding as to, you know, what's happening in this COVID era. He's a doctor of pharmacy, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a senior science advisor to the Men's Health Network and past chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association. Before we talk about the Olympic Games, Dr. Sal, you know, a lot has been turning on its head once again with this new variant. You know, masks, don't wear masks. I mean, people are so doggone confused. It's almost like I want to tell the government, would you guys back out? Let's find somebody else other than Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has lost all credibility as far as I'm concerned. People are not listening to him anymore. And we need to have a single voice of credibility out there that can take the confusion and the politics out of this virus.
Yes, I totally agree. In fact, we're getting a round of hearings on pneumonia vaccine coming up today, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Men's Health Network has made comments to that committee saying, look, we need simple instructions, simple guidance. And I think we need that now for the COVID vaccine as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree that the messages that are being sent out now are confusing folks. We all understand science evolves, but I must tell you, every time I turn around, there's another entity, another group that is giving a recommendation. And then mm-hmm. part of the dilemma is every locality is being given the leeway to provide their own recommendations about mitigation as well as vaccination. And it's confusing a lot of folks, and the folks, about 25% of the population, who are reluctant to get vaccinated and move from hesitancy to resistance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very bad sign. Unfortunately, some of the folks who are the best communicators about this, the companies who actually make these vaccines, did the research, have the greatest understanding, and are very good communicators, are barred from providing any information out because these are not yet fully approved by FDA.
Well, and that's a huge problem, isn't it, Dr. Sal, that it has not been approved by the FDA? I mean, we understood that we needed to move under an emergency use application. And so here we are, of course, you're dealing with a very impatient society. I say often that we're the only society that will stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It just doesn't move fast enough for us. So, you know, given that, we need to understand that that is our mindset and attitude here. But this is where, caution must prevail and calmness must prevail and honesty must prevail. See, I don't know, given the current environment, because this has been so politicized, you know, that's what I'm saying. You just got to get all the politicians, get them out of there. Let's hear from doctors that know what they're talking about, experts that we can agree in. Because what happens, you know, I've often said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And in this case here, we're looking for a voice that we can count on. And unfortunately, Dr. Fauci, who was in that lane, has kind of... I don't know. He's just kind of shot himself in the foot, much to his injury. And I think the injury of Americans that were looking for a voice of calm and a voice of reason. Is that fair?
Yes. Well, I think Dr. Fauci has done an exemplary job overall. Of course, no one's work in an area of such newness and uncertainty is perfect. But I do think, and we see it many, many times, that over a period of time, the message is very strong, and then no matter who's delivering it, it waxes and wanes. But I do think we need new minds thinking about how to reach the individuals who are now resistant, how to get the messages across better. And then I do absolutely agree that there needs to be consistency in the message about vaccinations as well as mitigation. Mm-hmm. And one of the distressing points is that Pfizer and Moderna have both said that they truly believe that boosters are going to be necessary. I personally think that that is the case. I know these companies well. They would not be saying that unless they had a fair amount of information. But then CDC and FDA basically said they don't think that boosters are necessary at this time, which is true, and which the companies also agree with. But then I think part of the reason they pushed back on it, they didn't want anybody other than themselves giving the messages to the public. And there was a comment made that FDA and CDC should be giving guidance about how to use these, not drug companies. Mm-hmm. I think that's not exactly the appropriate position to take right now. The folks who created these vaccines know the most about them.
Exactly.
And they should be involved in creating the messages that bring that message back to the American public in a creative way. The other thing is I don't understand why people of celebrity have not lent their voices to encouraging vaccination. They tend to weigh in on a lot of topics, social topics, and I think that's fine. And I think in many cases that's very, very helpful. In many cases, that's listened to. But why aren't those out there who can reach the African-American and Hispanic communities, the country, the Western music fan communities, why aren't they vocally coming out and urging people to be vaccinated? We just don't see it.
Yes. Well, again, I think it's because of the political portal that everybody is in, you know, is like, it's just unfortunate because we're not seeing this as a health crisis that's affecting everybody to the degree because, first of all, you know, Dr. Shaw, I think we got to go back to day one and be able to admit to say, okay, what happened to these numbers and the original numbers that came out in the profile? There's been no remedy. There's been no remediation to be able to say, okay, guys, you know, we messed up. We went with the wrong models. You know, to be able to be forthright about these things, to say, what did we get right? What did we get wrong? Be honest with the people and get it away from, you know, politicians. I don't want to hear Joe Biden's opinion. I'm sorry. He's maybe the president of the United States, but I think we're beyond that. We need to hear, like you said, credible scientists who can come in and speak the language and say, okay, this is what happened. We used a narrative, which was kind of suspicious anyway, because we used the same people that gave us numbers for, you know, climate change, which, you know, our country was supposed to be down underwater, what, 5-10 years ago, and that didn't happen. So, you know, I'm of the ilk. This is me. This is just the way I've been raised and what I believe in, is that if people either lie to you out of their own ignorance and they don't come back and rectify that, you know, I don't want to hear from them. You know, they're kind of invalidated in the conversation, but yet we gave the same people that gave us these false models for climate change, we gave them presents again. They blew this thing out, and here we were. And at the end of the day, according to the CDC, which reported 3 weeks ago, and that information was buried, said that the actual people that died from COVID alone was about 5%. Well, 5% is half of the rate of death, the death rate of people that die from the flu every year. So it's like, okay, help me reconcile that. And then it's like, as you're trying to process that, it's like, oh, get ready. We've got a new variant coming. And now it's like start all over, you know, all over again. I mean, this is absolute madness. So you wonder why people aren't buying into all this is because there's so many narratives. We don't know what to buy in, you know?
This is unprecedented in how medicines are viewed, talked about, and who drives the messaging.
It's very dangerous. I'll tell you, we got to go to break. We'll continue the conversation with Dr. Sal after this.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, Jr. He is a doctor of pharmacy, senior science advisor to the Men's Health Network, and a past chair emeritus of the American Public Health Association, and former alumni association board member of Columbia University School of Public Health. Dr. Sal, considering the state of the union of our medical profession and medical practice today, it is brutally painful at a time when we need to hear, you know, from the doctors, and that, as you and I were talking off the air, that this is a doctor-patient, I mean, this is really coming out loud and clear. But unfortunately, Obamacare opened the door here and really set the stage for where we are today and why we're dealing with so much confusion, because we brought the government into public health care.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I think that we need to get back to a scenario where healthcare decisions are made at the grassroots level between a physician, a pharmacist, a nurse, and their patients. These are the best arbiters of information. They know their patients. They look out for their patients. They have their patients' best interests at heart. I can't think of a time in our history of all the medications that I've dealt with and seen come and go over my almost 50 years in this profession doing this kind of work, where the government has had, and social media has had, and is the driving force about decisions about what medicine should be used, how vaccination should be done, how people should think about these things. These are always decisions that occurred face-to-face with a licensed provider that has a personal relationship with the individual they're talking with, whether it's the physician, whether it's the pharmacist, or whether it's a nurse practitioner. These are conversations that are essential. And I do worry an awful lot about giving social media more power to be the arbiters and decide what is appropriate medical pharmaceutical care. I am concerned about the government
stepping into this domain more and more and more. We see it now with COVID. Is this the kind of thing we're going to see with other conditions, with cancer treatments, with treatments for Alzheimer's? Where do we draw the line between the need for personal communications between the provider and the patient, and then the impersonal communication based on public policy, politics, or perspective and opinion, as you said, by a social media executive or functionary or a government bureaucrat? I really think that we're walking into some very dangerous territory, and that may be good. It may be the kind of thing we need to understand before we can prevent it from happening in other parts of medical care.
Well, it's almost like we just got to do an autopsy on the entire body. Let's open this up and take a look at all these things, including, you know, government bureaucrats who have a an interest in, you know, one drug over another. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, we don't allow a president to come in and be able to make stock options. I mean, we weren't supposed to allow Congress to do this. It only took up until about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, they were allowed to do insider trading. Now they kind of, you know, said, hey, that doesn't look good. We probably shouldn't do it. So they probably have found another way in which to do it. They can't help themselves. But still, you can't have people in these positions of high responsibility be suspect, to see that they're choosing winners and losers based on their own personal interest, a la Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, well, there are always going to be, as I said, I've been doing this for 50 years, there's always going to be some sort of perspective, and you can't wipe away the concerns about conflicts of interest, just have to recognize them and manage them. But I do think that there's also the power of the megaphone that government agencies and political leaders, high-ranking political leaders have, that we just don't see, and they're distanced from the individual point of decision-making. So I would love to think that every physician, pharmacist, and nurse out there has no conflict of interest or no personal view that they want to express, but I do think that they know their patients, they have face-to-face contact with their patients, and for the vast majority of providers out there, the interests that they look out for are those of their patients,
without a doubt.
For those of a political party or a political ideology, or even a governmental agency's reputation. And that's where I think we're running into some problems with getting to the bottom of what happened and how did we end up with COVID in the first place.
Exactly. And we'll see, you know, because the fact of the matter is, you know, I think the big deal between you and me, I think it's this gain of function issue that Rand Paul brought up. It's just a fancy way of talking about biological warfare, which everybody signed. International, communities all agreed that they would not do biological warfare. And gain of function is a sidestep. It allows them to do that and kind of claim like, oh, well, that's not exactly biological warfare. Well, who are we fooling here? I mean, we're kind of just wordsmithing here, aren't we?
Yes, there's a lot of wordsmithing and positioning going on. I think it's essential. It's extremely important to understand what happened and how it happened, which leads us to why, how we can prevent it. Because, viruses are very, and bacteria, microorganisms in general, are very crafty. They will survive, as that great movie Jurassic Park says, nature finds a way. And they will tend, and they have been, a very dangerous enemy for health and welfare of humans forever. So we really need to understand, because there will be another pandemic in the wings somewhere. WHO calls it Virus X, or Condition X. There will be another. So we really need to know so that we can prevent it, or if we can't prevent it, help to contain it much more quickly and effectively.
Well, you know, we've used this comparative example, like with the FAA. When a plane goes down, my goodness, I mean, there is, let's pull out the black box, the custody of evidence, everything is all maintained and honored, and they do a deep dive to find out, okay, why did that plane go down? Was it something mechanical? Was it something that required additional training of the pilots, this whole deal? So that by the time, you know, if the study is completed, which could be anywhere from 10 to 12 months routinely, they have a good idea. So they can go out and update their, their materials to train pilots accordingly, or to do something, you know, mechanically that needs to be fixed and so on. And we are not doing this. This is the thing that's so amazing, you know, to your point about the release of this virus. And it's dangerous because we're burning time here. Because in the absence of doing a deep dive study, how many other viruses are coming out? And in this case, now we're dealing with this new variant. And, is this a variant from the original coronavirus, or is this something else that's come on the scene?
Yes. And it's not just there is one laboratory in Wuhan, China, looking at dangerous microbes, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. It's not just one lab in one part, in one corner of the planet looking at this. There are many laboratories that are looking at viruses.
Exactly.
And other bacteria, other microbiologic specimens for various reasons. Some of them I think we would consider very legitimate and in the best interest of humanity. Some which I think folks would consider suspect. But we need to understand that because laboratory accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them as an undergraduate. I remember them as a graduate. I remember when they were teaching. Every scientist understands that they happen. So there will be another problem at a lab, and we need to understand that. And your example about the FAA is a very good one. Mm-hmm. FAA works very closely with the experts in the equipment, which are the aircraft and the navigation avionics manufacturers. And that's one of the reasons, I believe, although I'm not expert in that area, that that system works as well as it works to correct problems as quickly as they correct them.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that we need to really be circumspect about. And I will say also, it generally works very well for most medicines. It's just that for COVID, it's become a political hot potato. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, science has never benefited from politicians being involved in scientific discourse, discussion, and management.
Without a doubt. Well, again, everything's a learning opportunity, and I hope people are taking notes and they are, they're learning rightfully from this, because this is going to be all part of the answer. If we're going to set up our defenses in such a way to where we can keep this from happening again, we got about a minute and a half left here, Dr. Sal, and I did want you to comment on, you know, what's going on with the Olympics. Is this going to take place? I mean, we've got an outbreak of COVID in the Olympic villages. There seems to be, particularly by the Japanese, understandably, high sensitivity about COVID and whether or not these games should take place.
Well, I think they're past the point of no return for them to take place. They've actually even started some of the games, have already begun, softball and some of the others, I understand, have already happened. I think what we're going to see is that people are going to become increasingly concerned if there are more cases of athletes. Right now, I think there are 75 athletes who have been tested and come up with or tested positive for COVID. Hopefully, it'll be contained to the areas where the athletes are, who are, I'm going to guess, the best physically fit individuals on the planet, and won't spread to the Japanese population, which is only 32% vaccinated. But I think what you'll probably see is that as these individuals are tested, as individuals become positive, they will be removed from the game and isolated. But some type of gaming will go on, and it'll be transmitted. I am very happy that the decision was made not to have spectators.
As exactly.
As a bummer as that is,
for
the athlete, I think that's the most important thing to protect the population there.
Well, Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani has been our guest, Doctor of Pharmacy. Thank you, Dr. Sal.
Things are going these days. Do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.